The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another edition of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, from the studios at 33rd and Burt. Appreciate you spending a little time with us today. Our veterans give a lot of sacrifice for those of us here in this country, and some of our veterans who come home end up hitting hard times. And homeless military veterans who may be staying temporarily at the Sienna Francis House have an opportunity to receive some backpacks filled with much-needed items. Now through Thursday, November 5th, there's a drive going on that is really run by Heather Carroll. She's the manager of Military Veterans Services Center over at Bellevue University. And she and Ray Harrington, a student veteran who's helping with this project, join me now. Good day to you both. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk about this, where this program came from? And then I want to talk about specifically what items were given to homeless military veterans who need a hand.
Absolutely. So to start off, to answer your first question, the Sienna Francis House reached out to us several years ago. I have been on the roll with this for the last 2 years, but the original donation started out with something as simple as a bag of candy, perhaps a pair or two of socks, and if they really got lucky, they would get a hat and maybe some warm gloves as well. But today, the types of donations that are going into the backpacks, it's really a very large list of items that we're able to collect from the Loving community. And we're talking about any toiletry item you can think of. We usually try to do trial size items. Nice hat, gloves, scarves that are homemade this year for our veterans. They're kind of like a gator scarf. We have added some things this year, which is a blanket for our veterans. We have also added face masks as well as hand sanitizer. We have hand and foot warmers that we put in the bags and much needed snacks to get through those cold months. One of the other things we're really looking to add this year and trying to get as much of as possible is maybe some hot meal gift cards to put in these backpacks. They're small and they're lightweight, but you know, something as simple as $5 on a McDonald's, Taco Bell, or Burger King gift card would give a veteran a hot meal as well.
Wow.
Or even coffee cards for that matter.
Just to reiterate what you're saying is that through the donations, and are you looking for monetary donations, material donations, or all of the above?
All of the above, absolutely. And right now, The much-needed items to close the gap in the bags right now is some more hand and feet warmers because you just can't get enough of those, lip balms, snacks, and then, of course, those monetary gift cards would be absolutely fantastic as well, so we can just make sure there's some nice hot meals in there or maybe hot coffee or hot chocolate or something of that nature as well for these veterans.
You bet. What kind of snacks are you looking for?
We want the kind of non-perishable ones, so we're looking like cheese and cracker packs, candies, small bags of chips, things of that nature. Maybe those they have those meat sticks in the packages as well, kind of like the smaller ones, so that they'll still fit in the bags.
So if somebody was looking to, you know, spend $20 or $40, really, if you went through the trial size area of one of your local stores and then stop by, grab some snacks as well, put them all in a bag, and where do you take them?
You're going to bring those to 2108 Harvell Drive, spelled H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-L-L, and that's in Bellevue, Nebraska, the Military Veterans Service Center at Bellevue University.
And as a side note, those donations can be dropped off outside the building, so you can have zero contact with anybody. Just give a nice wave as you're backing your car out of the parking lot as someone steps outside the building and picks up your donation bag, right?
That's right, sir. Yes, sir.
This backpack drive sponsored by Bellevue University and the Wounded Warrior Project. Did you have any comments about what their contribution has been to help you provide these backpacks to our homeless veterans at Sienna Francis House?
Well, every year the Wounded Warrior Project donates the backpacks that we do fill. And so that gets us up and running right out of the gate. And then we've just been really overwhelmed with wonderful donations this year as well, from Guitars for Veterans bringing in some hand and foot warmers. We've had the Vietnam Veterans Administration donate funds to buy the blankets. We had the Omaha Swiss Club donate some funds so that we could also purchase gloves. So I mean, it's been extraordinary. It's really been amazing this year. We got some nice winter weight gloves and hats in our bags. So it's really awesome. We're so pleased.
Heather, is there a website that people could go to donate to this program if they don't have time to go shopping? They just want to give you a few dollars?
Absolutely. You can go straight to siennafrancis.org and click on the big yellow box that says Donate Now.
That's fantastic. Well, that's great work you're doing. Appreciate that. Heather Carroll, manager of the Military Veterans Services Center out there right by Bellevue University. And that's at 2108 Harvell Drive in Bellevue, Nebraska. Drop off your donations anytime you see fit. Thank you very much, Heather. Appreciate it.
You betcha, sir. Thank you.